Welcome to track two. Tell them what you're going to tell them. How is this concept of delivering headlines different than the traditional concept of improving audience listener responses by saying your point three times three different ways? After all, it's been known for years that if you only tell people your point once, it's nowhere near as effective as using the three-time rule. You've all heard this in one form or another. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them. And then tell them what you told them. The idea behind this simple methodology is that if you summarize your content first, then when you give them details, they'll have concepts already understood, to which they can then link the details. And when you summarize at the end, that reminds them of the most important thing or things they should remember. Now, I'm not knocking that old methodology, but it only goes so far, and it leaves way too much free will and judgment up to the listeners. And frankly, I'd much rather influence how my ideas will be accepted before I express them, so that they're more likely to be accepted and acted upon. What I'm proposing is something a bit different. I'm not proposing you tell them what you're going to tell them. In fact, I don't want you to summarize what you're going to tell people at all first. I want you to get them intrigued first. I want you to whet their appetite. I want you to build response potential. Get people a little bit hungry for what you're going to feed them. I want you to tap into people's wants and needs and bridge what you're going to talk about into what's going to satisfy people's wants and needs. That way, they already think what you're about to say is going to satisfy them in some way. If you can begin from that mindset, then you've already got the wheels of influence turning before you ever share the first of your ideas. Now that's incredibly powerful.